just pride, really. Just watching everybody work, all those people that have come in and putting so much care and attention into their stand. That's what I love. It's not just slapped up and that's good enough. Nothing's just good enough for the Suffolk Show. It's that little, those little differences that make, you know, make such a big change. And well, you know, it makes me very proud, to be honest.
As the director of the show, how do you decide on Friday morning, Saturday morning? How do you decide whether your work and your team's work has been a success?
I think you get a feel for that as the day, 2 days go on, yeah, I mean, you're always going to get somebody that might be upset on the day, and hopefully the large majority of people are enormously happy. It's always, you know, you get a few letters that perhaps unjustified and some justified, but when you put on an event of this magnitude and you're striving to do the best, every now and again maybe, you know, you might fall short of that, but we strive for perfection, and yeah, I think if people are ringing in and writing in, as they often do, and they're happy and you get that sort of lovely feel on the day, that's all you can ask for, really.
I'm trying to guess the most commonly asked question of you, and I'm guessing people are going to say, what's your favourite part of the Suffolk Show?
My wife asked me that this morning, and I said seeing her in her beautiful dress, and that, so that was like, that ticked the box. I have many favourite areas, but to be honest, I just love the people. It's the people that make this event what it is. And I wouldn't like to single any one of those out, because, you know, I just spend the whole 2 days smiling, meeting people and watching the fun that they get out of it, and that's good enough for me.
We're hours away from the gates opening officially to the public. Do you have any nerves?
No, I don't, actually. No, the only nerves I have is that people are sitting at home thinking they'll leave their ticket buying until the following day. You know, discounted tickets are on sale till midnight tonight, and it seems nuts not to go ahead and buy them early. And, of course, children under 15 come free, and that's, you know, half-term week, what better could it be?